DeepEnglish.com. Sinking Ships and Breaking Walks. Fluency Booster. Part B. In addition to modern weapons and the political skills of Cortez, he also was a very lucky man. What else helped him conquer the Aztecs? Luck helped him conquer the Aztecs. One of his African slaves was sick with smallpox. This slave gave the sickness to the Aztecs, and it quickly spread. The Europeans had immunity from the disease, but it was very deadly for the Aztecs. Who was sick with smallpox? One of Cortez's African slaves was sick with smallpox. Was this deadly for the Aztecs? Yes, this was deadly for the Aztecs. The disease spread across the Aztec Empire and killed 40% of the population in some cities. How many Aztecs did the disease kill? The disease killed 40% of the population in some cities. Modern weapons, political fighting within the Aztec Empire, and disease all helped Cortez defeat the Aztecs. But Cortez's main weapon was his passion and belief in success. What was Cortez's main weapon? Cortez's main weapon was his passion and his belief in success. Of course, not everyone shared his passion and belief. Did all of Cortez's soldiers share his passion and belief? No, not all of Cortez's soldiers shared his passion and belief. When he arrived in Mexico, some of his soldiers were already thinking about running away. They were a very small army facing an empire of millions, so of course some of the soldiers were afraid. What were Cortez's soldiers thinking about doing? Cortez's soldiers were thinking about running away. Why were some of his soldiers afraid? They were afraid because they were a very small army facing an empire of millions. Cortez knew that fear was the enemy. Who did Cortez think was the true enemy? Cortez knew that fear was the true enemy. He also knew that belief and passion were necessary for success, so he did something crazy. He ordered his men to put holes in the ships. As the soldiers watched the ship sink beneath the water, they knew that they could not run away. What did Cortez order his soldiers to do? He ordered his soldiers to put holes in the ships. What happened as the soldiers watched the ship sink? As the soldiers watched the ship sink, they knew that they could not run away. Without ships, there was nowhere to go. Could Cortez's soldiers run away? No, his soldiers couldn't run away. There was nowhere to go. The empire of the Aztecs was soon divided, but the minds of the Spanish were always committed 100% to success. Cortez made sure that his soldiers had no other options. They would fight or die. Cortez's soldiers had only two choices. What were they? They would fight or die. With no other choices, Cortez's men fought hard and won. Cortez went on to become a very rich and powerful man. Who won? Cortez and his men won. What happened to Cortez? He went on to become a very rich and powerful man. Of course, to the Aztecs, he was not a hero. He was a villain who came to their country to kill and steal. What did the Aztecs think about Cortez? He was a villain who came to their country to kill and steal. Many people today also question the heart of a man who killed so many people, all for gold and riches. Why did Cortez kill so many Aztecs? He killed the Aztecs for gold and riches. What is not in question is Cortez's conviction and belief. To this day, Cortez is often remembered for sinking his ships. What is Cortez remembered for? He is remembered for sinking his ships. That decision is a lesson in the power of believing in success and not accepting failure. What does the story of Cortez sinking his ships teach us? The story of Cortez sinking his ships teaches us the power of believing in success and not accepting failure. Cortez is famous for destroying his ships, but he was not the first man to do this. Was Cortez the only man to destroy his ships? No, he wasn't the only man to destroy his ships. Break the walks and sink the ships is an ancient Chinese expression about a man who also refused to accept failure. Where is this expression from? The expression is from China.